This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You're with Fossey and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home. We've got Tristan in the back, Jacqueline and Annie. They're over in New Zealand at the New Zealand Fringe Festival, being hilarious.
Doing a fantastic job, too.
Absolutely. Hey, we're talking earlier, Fossey and I, about looking back at in time and cringing.
Cringing. Do it all the time. Mm. Do it all the time. But how hard is it to look back? Let's say 20 years.
20 years,
go
okay.
Back to the 90s.
Back to the 90s. So and Friends. Friends,
yeah. Grunge music.
Nirvana,
yeah.
Team Spirit.
Oh, yes, Nirvana, Team Spirit. The IT boom, the dot-com.
Oh.
Yeah, and the subsequent crash, of course. And Y2K.
Lead up
to the Y2K.
We were so worried.
We were. It made me think, though.
Yeah, yeah.
20 years from now, what are we going to cringe over?
I don't know, because we've been talking about that period of time. Like, I remember mobile phones.
Yeah.
They weren't little tablet devices.
No. Hey, tell me, did you have a Nokia 5110?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Tristan, did you have one?
No, I only started having phones when I started going to TAFE back in 2000, 2001.
I think Nokias were still around then.
They were getting a bit fancy by then, because they had Snake on them by then.
Oh, Snake! That was the whole gaming thing, wasn't it?
That was it. Everybody was on the train playing it. Now we're reading Facebook and things, but yeah, we were playing Snake on the train.
And they're a little bit bulky. Well, bulkier than what we've now got, I think.
Yeah. Hey, you want to know a secret? You can't tell anyone.
Okay. No one's listening anyway. Go on, tell me. It's a safe place.
There's only a handful of people that know this. I have actually kept every single mobile phone I've ever owned.
Really?
And I know. And I'm old enough to have had an analog one.
Oh, no.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
It was your Uniden. Your Uniden analog. It wasn't even your brick. It was your Uniden.
Oh.
I know. So I've got all of those and all the digital ones since.
And you've got all the chargers that go with them as well?
Yeah, I do. Actually do.
Do they spark joy? Let them go.
They actually just spark. True.
I look at those old phones and I just cringe. How embarrassing.
I know, right? You look at this enormous thing.
Yeah.
And you thought how fancy it was. I remember when text messages came out, it was like getting a page on your phone.
What's the page? What's a page, your granddad?
Oh, dude. Actually, you want to know another phone? Sorry, speaking about age.
Yeah.
My partner's stepfather,
right.
He's around 80.
Okay.
And he's slowing down a bit now. And we went up to see him over Christmas. He lives interstate. Went up to see him over Christmas. And guess what he said to me? He was telling me this joke, right? And he said, I can't tell you. I can't tell too many people this joke. And I said, why is that? He said, well, it's got a gramophone in it. And not many people know what a gramophone is now. And I thought, goodness me, Harry, you really think I'm 80?
I don't think gramophones are coming back, though.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I can't say I had one of those.
Enjoy 94.9, you're with Fossey, you're with Dean, you're with Tristan in the back, and we're driving home, and we're talking about things, looking back, and you think, oh, that's a bit cringeworthy, like the old Nokia 5, what was it, 510?
5110.
5110.
What were you wearing in the 90s?
Well, it's funny to wear, I recently got my Marie Kondo on.
Oh, yes.
And I went through my wardrobe, because where you start
with clothing.
Did you
bless the wardrobe? Did you know?
I welcomed the wardrobe, I took a moment.
That's it.
Yeah. Opened the wardrobe, took all the clothes out. And then decided that things that gave me joy would stay and things that no longer gave me joy were to go. Gave me what? Joy. That. Anywho, I discovered as I was sorting through my wardrobe that I had more corduroy than a gay man should have. I think there's a limit.
Is there? I was going to ask.
I think there's a limit.
If there's a limit, where
and
is
I think I exceeded the limit.
Right.
So I decided that the and it wasn't just any corduroy. Most of it was brown corduroy.
Oh. Yeah, but is there any
and
other
10,
cool type?
15 years ago, I thought I was looking pretty sharp. I'm not sure I was.
You don't
it's
reckon?
A bit cringy.
You don't reckon?
Oh, I don't know.
You see, I've been cool my whole life, so there's nothing in my wardrobe that you know I'm keen to get rid of. Although it was only recently I did away with a suit from the 90s. It was lovely. It was
powder blue?
No, come on, it was serious. This was your charcoal grey double-breasted number with the red motif.
Was it shiny?
No.
Was it one of the shiny? many grey ones used to get?
It was because I was a poor newly graduated student in the 90s. It was your Peter Jackson number.
Lovely.
Yeah, did the job for a number of
reasonable
years.
Reasonable price, though. Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't bring myself to throw it out for ages. Oh. And you know what? It fitted an analogue phone perfectly in the pocket.
No.
I know.
Now, Fossey, you were talking about Harry.
Oh, love
old 80-year-old Harry, and how he asked you first if you knew what a gramophone was.
I know. So
before telling you a joke.
Yeah, so he's my partner's stepdad. We love Harry. And he says to me, he says, oh, well, I can tell you this joke because you'll know what a gramophone is. Because I'm 80. Yeah. I'm so not 80. And he says, here's the joke, right? Now, we've got dad jokes and we've got granddad jokes. This has to sit fairly in the granddad joke category. It just does.
So expectations are lower.
Yeah. You know, measure this, right? So two grandparents sitting around, they've got their grandkids with them, and one of the grandkids says to grandma, grandma, have you ever hurt your head really badly? And she says, well, only once, and it was when your granddad was carrying the gramophone up the stairs and I was walking behind him and he accidentally, very accidentally, dropped it on my head. But it didn't really hurt, really hurt, really hurt, really hurt.
Oh, no.
I know.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.